place where I feel like I'm almost in heaven, really close, and almost the same with the trees and the flowers and the cliffs and the green of the sea and the blue of the sky. It's a very, very intense feeling there. Thank you.
Thank you. that little spacey sound is my cue to chat at you for a moment or two. You're listening to the Slight Surface Noise Sound System on WRIR at 97.3 FM. What you just heard was DuckTales, the track Beach Point Pleasant off their self-titled album on Not Not Fun Records. That's right. I really enjoy that label and all their spacey West Coast psyche vibe thingies. So hopefully you enjoy it as well. I got some more DuckTales in the background. And if you dig their stuff, they also have a couple of releases on Old English Spelling Bee. Another label to check out if you're into weird noises and whatnot. Before that, we heard The Waterfall of Love from Bobby Brown off his live album on Destiny. Bobby Brown, and not to be confused with that Bobby Brown. It's actually a dude from, again, the West Coast. Hippie dude used to travel around with his dog and rock out shows. Live was actually recorded in his van. He had recorded opening up for Fleetwood Mac, I believe. And he didn't like the recording, so he sat in his van with his dog and played his guitar and played with some little doodads and kind of instruments he has made himself. And a couple more albums that are same kind of vibe. For that, we heard Pavlov Black. Locks High is the track off Studio One's Toughest Dubs on Studio One, a compilation of various instrumentals, not necessarily dubs, but overdubs and rhythms from the Studio One catalog. Before that, we heard Jeff Phelps off his ever-elusive album Magnetic Eyes. On the Corner was the track penned by his wife, the lyrics, and then a song done by Jeff, and that's on Engineered for Sound, Inc. That one's a tricky one to track down, but a reissue's coming soon, sometime this summer, before it is over, by way of some folks in Germany. So be on the lookout for that. For that, we had Brian Eno with Golden Hours off of Another Green World on Editions EG. And then the Alan Parsons Project with Some Other Time on Arista. iRobot is the label. Herbie Hancock, second appearance, second week in a row. Sunlight off the album the same name from Columbia. That takes us back to the Quincy Jones first tracks off of Walking in Space on A&M, and also something I only heard till recently thanks to my good friend Robert. I'm glad too, because it's a Quincy Jones album that actually features Roland Kirk. You listen to the show semi-regularly, you know that I'm a big fan of Mr. Kirk and all of his work, and I had known him for quite some time. He'd worked with Quincy Jones. Never really got to hear him do it, so pretty excited about that. Get back into the music one second before we do. Opening in the 20th Century Galleries of the Virginia Museum of Fine Art, Chuck Close, People Who Matter to Me, presents works by Chuck Close spanning a 35-year period from 1974 to the present. The exhibition brings together works from VMFA's permanent collection with loans from Francis Lewis and the artist himself. Sidney and Francis Lewis enjoyed a warm friendship with Close, and this exhibition celebrates that connection and presents a broad overview of Close's work. This exhibit is free. And with that, we'll get back into the music. Just about top of the hour right here on WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond. Got an hour left of the Slight Surface Noise Sound System. We're going to start off this third hour with a track called Second Hour. Watch out, messing with your minds here. So if you're falling asleep, just waking up, don't let tricks fool you. That's Flying Saucer Attack, their album Chorus on Drag City right here. So enjoy.
Thank you. going when he gives up. And he will give up if the obstacle is too big.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello, this is the Wobetides. Tune in to the British Breakfast on WRIR 97.3 LPFM with Gene in Richmond, Virginia, USA, and broadcast live around the world at WRIR.org.
We'll be right back. turn. Ain't nothing but substitute. What it is, y'all. Ain't nothing but substitute.
What you say?
New York. Ain't nothing but substitute. Hip walking. Ain't nothing but substitute. Boogie. All you want and more, baby.
Boogie.
Boogie. Boogie.
Ain't nothing but something to do. Roll, roll. Ain't nothing but something.
All right, you don't have to be disco dancing if you're listening to WRIRLP, but hopefully you are enjoying it. And if you're listening by FM, please keep in mind that extreme heat can have adverse and random impact on FM signals as they move through the atmosphere to your radio. During the current hot weather, you may find that WRIR is not coming in as clearly as usual. Your transmitter and other systems are working well. It's the temperature distorting WRIR's broadcast after it leaves our tower. If you experience signal problems, the WRIR tech team wants to know. Email underwriting at WRIR.org to report broadcast problems. Thanks. We are looking forward to a break in the weather. In the background, we got Homeschooled, the ABCs of Kids Soul from Numero Group. My first and probably not last excursion into the wide world of Numero's amazing project of unearthing rare random records from the world over and then packaging them up in really fancy nice packaging and giving you a heck of a product if you're into obscure music. That track before was Hear Some Dances from 8 Minutes. I was on the comp. Before that, we heard Richmond's own The Whole Darn Family doing Ain't Nothing But Something to Do off their Has Arrived album on Soul International. And then we had The Winners with Get On Up and Do It off their self-titled on Rainbow. Bugs in the Bass Bin from Inner Zone Orchestra off the 12-inch, the same name on Mo Wax. Before that, we had Stars in Light Year Time from the Creative Arts Ensemble. One Step Out is the album. Nimbus is the label. And the Same Moon and Stars from Wendy and Carl off their cranky album Songs for the Brokenhearted. Too Much Sleep from Bongwater's Shimmy Disc album of the same name. That takes us back to the Flying Saucer Attack. I've got 10 minutes before Anna is in the building for the Tuesday morning breakfast blend. So that means might as well go ahead and play my Tuesday morning Zoo Crew song. It's from Yusuf Lateef. It's called The Scimitar and the Phoenix. That's right, we're getting mystical when it comes to animals in the Tuesday morning zoo because, you know, we've got unicorns and flowers and rainbows and scimitars and phoenixes as well. I don't know if a scimitar is really an animal. I'll let you debate it while you check out the track right here on Slight Surface Noise Sound System.